It's John Jeremy's Daily Moment, and I'm here today to talk to you about Warped Tour, which I meant to record this podcast 2 days ago when I actually heard the news. But basically, the founder Kevin Lyman, he came out with a statement saying that this would be, well, 2018 would be the last year of Warped Tour as far as a cross-country run. You know, they usually run for a couple months, various dates. You know, this year they'll be starting June 21st in Pomona, California, and they will end on August 5th in West Palm Beach, Florida. They've been running it since the summer of 1995, so been around for 23 years. Next year, well, 2018 will be the 24th year, and unfortunately the last year. In those 23 years, they've had over 1,700 bands, 90 nonprofit organizations, and have reached over 11 million people. Warped Tour has created bands and, you know, pretty much You know, let bands create their name from Warped Tour itself. I mean, some of these bands started in parking lots, and then, you know, a couple years later, they're playing main stages and, you know, big stars. They've had bands on the tour from Sum 41, MXPX, Newfound Glory, Good Charlotte, The Used, Taken Back Sunday, Jimmy Eat World, Avenged Sevenfold, A Day to Remember, Paramore, Sleeping with Sirens, Motionless in White, Neck Deep, Beartooth, Sublime, Blink-182, and they've also had Eminem and Ice-T. So, I mean, if they could bring Eminem back for the final year of Warped Tour, that'd be amazing. I'm definitely going this year, with it being the last time that it's going to be coming through Ohio for sure. I mean, as far as the future of Warped Tour, they haven't said whether it'll be a couple of dates, or, you know, if it'll only be on the West Coast, or if it'll have a couple shows on the East Coast, or never really said what the future of it is. They just let us know that 2018 will be the final year. And the one thing that's really sad about this is it's the last remaining major traveling festival in the United States. So it's really just affecting the music scene overall. And I mean, it definitely doesn't help out any of the local bands that I support. I mean, you hear me talk on a weekly basis about the local music scene and, you know, these bands that are trying to make a name for themselves. And I mean... just this year alone, Warped Tour has two Ohio dates, which it normally does. It has July 18th in Cincinnati, and then July 19th in Cuyahoga Falls. And I mean, without those two dates, some of these bands that, you know, that we support and we like to hear more of, it's going to be harder for them to make a name for themselves without, you know, all these music festivals. Because, I mean, yeah, there's plenty of venues to play at, but venues are really hard to get into. I mean, I work with, you know, a couple people that are in bands, and I talk to a lot of bands, so I know how, you know, how hard it is to get a show booked, and to actually, like, you know, plan out a tour even is really hard to do. I mean, I've seen a lot of bands to where they won't do big tours anymore. They'll do, like, a couple dates, because that's all they can really string together. It's hard to actually get, you know, a full tour together and have all the venues and dates line up perfectly. And, I mean, as far as what I can tell, and from what Kevin Lyman said, the reason that Warped Tour is ending is because of decline in ticket sales and a smaller pool of bands. And then, of course, I mean, you see it all the time. These kids are just attached to their phones, and they don't go out to shows. Like, when I was younger, that was what I did on the weekends. I went to shows. But now it's a different world we live in. But as always, this is John Jeremy's Daily Moment. All feedback is welcome. You know, comments, shares, likes, call-ins, favorites. All of that's great. I'd love to get my first call-in. So, if you want to be that person that turns my day around, let's do it. John Jeremy's Daily Moment.